Let's call this meeting in order, please. Will everyone please rise for pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Koch.
Here.
Colosimo.
Present.
Clocher.
Here.
Nasuski.
Here.
Frieders.
Nay.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Tourless.
Here.
Peterson. A quorum is established.
Any amendments to tonight's agenda? Okay, hearing none, we do have a presentation, employee recognition, appreciation of service for Dixie DeBoard. Alyssa and Dixie, if you would please come forward.
I'd like to welcome the additional staff and their family and friends who are with us this evening. Tonight we are recognizing an individual for additional service. If you were to look in the dictionary under the heading of exemplary employee, you should see Dixie DeBoard's picture there. For she's an employee that serves as a desirable role model and is the best of its kind. Dixie started part-time at the Yorkville Library in 1999. And became a full-time employee on May 2nd, 2003. She is the head of technical services and a member of the management team. She is responsible for the ordering and processing of all the library materials, but oh, she does so much more. She is an integral member of the Friends of the Library and helps with all the logistics on a daily basis for their annual book sale. She fills in throughout the library when we are short staffed and is the first person we call when something in the building breaks, as she is a jack or a Jill of all trades. In 2017, she served along with Shelley Augustine as the interim director after Michelle Pfister, the library director, retired. She donates her personal time to do the library landscaping and make sure the plants around the library are maintained. It's very obvious to those of us that know her that she's a devoted employee that loves her job, and it is a significant part of her life. She is always upbeat and optimistic to her co-workers and the general public. Confucius says, choose a job you love and you never have to work a day in your life. And I think that's Dixie's philosophy. I personally want to thank her for all of her help during my first year as director. We are so fortunate to have Dixie as an employee of the library, and tonight we recognize and thank her for her 15-plus years of service to the library in the Yorkville community. And we also wish to thank Larry, her husband, for sharing her with us. So thank you on behalf of all of us.
Of our appreciation. Read that to you from the United States of Yorkville. A grateful appreciation for your 15 years of dedicated service to the United States City of Yorkville, Dixie DeBoard, 2003 through 2018. Area 2019-1. We're going to public hearing. Is there anyone from the public who would like to say anything about the proposed SSA for Presley? Hearing none, we'll close that public hearing.
I'm sorry.
A little slow on the uptake. My name is Amy Sessage. I live in Rain Tree Village, which was an SSA and is still. And I think I stood up here at one point and said, please don't ever do an SSA again. So I hope that that is still true. That we're not good at that. I just wanted to put my two cents because, you know, I have two. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Public? Amy, is it okay if we close public hearing?
Sure.
We'll close public hearing on that and open public hearing for the tax levy. I believe we do a brief presentation. Last year, so we're proposing to do that again this year.
So they did approve a dollar amount that was $725,000, which is far in excess of what we expect them to actually be able to capture. So they are, in essence, saying we want every dollar under the property tax cap, and so they'll ask for more than they think that they can get, and then when we apply the rules to them, and the county clerk does all the certifications in April, they will knock them down to whatever the property tax cap maximum is. So that's the elaborate point there. So they've added new construction and an inflation dollar amount, plus some additional to get every dollar under the tax cap. So again, the two policy questions are, does the city want to continue the practice of levying separately from the library, which we've done for the past 2 years, so we're applying the PTEL tax cap law to the library. And then two, does the city want to capture new construction only, which is the staff recommendation, leaving about $65,000 on the table. Exhibit B would be to levy new construction and inflation, so that's $142,000 more than we got last year. Or go back to our old habits of saying we're going to actually ask for more than we think is in the tax cap so that we capture every dollar under the tax cap law in the future. So again, our staff recommendation based on what we did last year is Exhibit C. Just some quick things to remember. Police pension is part of your property tax. So last year we were lucky. In fact, I think our police pension property tax amount went down $3,000. First time that's done that in several years. This year we weren't so lucky, it went up 15%, $148,000. So that eats into our corporate levy. So we're actually losing money for general corporate purposes because we're pushing more towards the police pension property. So, and then additionally, the average EAB increase citywide is 6.76%. And so if your home goes up more than that percentage, you're probably going to pay more regardless of what the city does with their tax levy. If it's about the same, it should stay about the same. And if it goes up, even if it's below this dollar amount, should remain flat or maybe even decrease. We only make up 6% of your entire tax bill. The library is a separate line item. We're not part of the school district, township, county government, fire protection district. And this is the third year in a row that we've not collected any non-abated property taxes, which we are set to discuss at the next week. Additionally, when we were levying non-abated property taxes to the tune of a couple million dollars a year, we communicated a property tax reduction plan. So prior to fiscal year 15, it was actually a reduction amount in the double digits for a few years before that. So we communicated a one reduction and then an increase last year. We actually sped that up, so we reduced it faster and then collected new construction only last year, which is what we're proposing to do again this year. So next steps, this is our public hearing. There will not be a vote on the tax levy ordinance tonight. So if anybody has any questions in the public or comments, we'll take those into consideration for the next meeting. And then we do only have two city council meetings before the end of the year, which is when the tax levy ordinance has to be filed. So November 27th or December 11th. If you have questions after the meeting, my contact information is there. Otherwise, that's the end of the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Bert. Does the public have any questions or comments on the tax levy? Not, we'll close the public hearing. Are there any citizen comments on items that are on the agenda this evening? Yes, ma'am.
Right away the next year, Waubonsie County pumped taxes there, and it's
seems to me like there are other state regulations too. So it certainly was fit for them to use. After that, the school district went back to using it for fifth and sixth grade. And when they were done with it, we sold at auction. But fortunately, we bought by a very caring and generous person. That person had it re-roofed, maintained it, and it took 4.5 years to find the right use for it. And if you go by there now in the daytime, you see the kids out there playing, and it's full of life, rather than being abandoned or torn down. Next, I would refer you to the old Kendall County Courthouse, built in 1864. When they moved to the new courthouse of the county, it appeared that a majority of the county board members favored either unloading or demolishing the courthouse. They put out RFPs and offers. All those offers were pretty shaky. It took tons of work and a couple of years for citizens to be able to call enough attention to draw attention to receive federal and state grants, which is what saved the courthouse. We probably never could have raised enough money, but by attracting that. And now you look at it, and everybody in town is proud of that courthouse, and thank goodness it wasn't sold to somebody who wouldn't use it properly or torn down. I think they would have done the original walls are 2.5 feet thick. Fast forward to the chapel on the green. That was built in 1855. When the congregation built a new building, there again, they needed more room, more numbers. Then in about 2010, was abandoned by the Kendall County Historical Society, who had been using it. But because of a very active citizens group, that building is now quite vital. It's on the National Register, and it too is full of life. So how about the old jail? Built in 1893. I've got some figures here that I learned from attending these meetings. That roofing would be 17,000. So we're up to 62,000 there with just those items. And an expert has told Landmark of Illinois it is in repairable condition with very healthy bones. And I think those walls are pretty thick too. In 2010, the city received the jail as a gift from taxpayers. Unless we think that state grants drop out of the sky, I think it comes from our tax dollars because they were state agents. And I know Mr. Funkhauser, you had said that the city has not put out an RFP since you've been on, which is the last 7 years. And I think the years prior to that, probably the reason there was no response was that was during the financial downturn. So that's why nobody responded. But right now, the city's looking for space and the county's looking for space. I don't know the status of your municipal facilities plan, but you probably couldn't even buy the land you need for that $62,000 for remediation costs. So I would hope that either the city or the county would have the vision to step forward and use this gorgeous old building as they provide services to us, their residents, and the owners of the building, neither taxpayers. A new building cost for either this city hall or police station or whatever versus reuse of existing space. How long would a new building last? That's 125 that we have going on that jail. And how would the quality of the new construction come here? And I hope we get this real serious thought.
Any other citizen comments on items that are on the agenda?
backtrack a little bit to the SSA, that wonderful thing. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Would you mind, I'm Ryan Payne, 1604 Shetland, some of my neighbors. Can you just kind of go through the process of this SSA? I know the fundamentals, it's a segue to pull money out of us in case the HOA were to collapse, whatever. But can you kind of explain the $1.10 per 100 assessed? I know it's the maximum you can take. How does that work? What do we expect if it were to crumble? How much are you going to take out of our pockets, for that?
Fire, you want to tackle that?
Yeah, so that money would not be assessed unless the homeowners association or whoever the developer is at the time that has obligations for maintenance of the common areas continues to do their job and maintain it. So it's known as a backup SSA. Usually detention basins, entrance monuments, parkway trees, beautification within the subdivision. Responsibility of the homeowners association or the developer until the homeowners association takes over. So we put those in place to protect residents in the other subdivisions in town in the event that the homeowners association does not maintain those items.
All right, so what's the, so I know you guys break it out as $1.10 per 100 to be assessed. So that's the maximum. Is there full disclosure here? How do we know that you guys don't just say, hey, how does that, do you guys go up for bid, or?
Yeah, we would have to pass a budget and a tax levy for your subdivision every year in order to do so, which requires its own notice provisions, either on the agenda or some of them require a public hearing. Other than that, you wouldn't have any authority to vote on it, you wouldn't have any say in it formally. You can come and petition the city council for the whatever gets done, but there's nothing to prevent the city from stepping in to levy those taxes and provide those services if the homeowner association is not.
Doesn't hold up their end. So when you break down what it, you guys kind of break down retention ponds, I get all that. But now you start getting into conduits and sewers. And so I get that's our subdivision in common areas. That's all good. But my taxes are probably paying for sewer work in other parts of the town?
No, it would have to be within a subdivision.
Right. But what I'm saying is that we were in countryside, and we didn't have any of this, and I'm guessing that everybody paying taxes, if my sewer broke, it was probably getting fixed out of the pool of taxes.
Sure.
Why would we separate certain set areas of conduits, lighting, drainage, under something that every subdivision has, like countryside, but doesn't have it.
Sure.
This.
So there's other sections within the ordinance and then within the the procedures that would allow us to do it, that it wouldn't be for if your sanitary service line at your home.
Okay.
It would be if for some reason your subdivision had a sewer within the right of way that was owned by the homeowners association, and off the top of that, I don't think
there's any. Okay.
So it would only be for commonly owned elements. It wouldn't be for any private family.
Understood. So basically, when you guys actually accept the subdivision, because I know that hasn't happened yet, but when that takes place, common area lighting, or street lighting, I should say, street lighting, sewers, sanitary, storm, I should say, all that will be under the normal realm of things, right?
Correct.
As would be anywhere else.
Yeah, this would not cover the installation of new sidewalks or putting in trees. It would just be if the developer, as the homeowner association, or the homeowner association, once it gets formed, decides to do something that's commonly owned.
Right.
If you fail to maintain that in the future, then we would accept it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Ms.
Sargent.
This isn't happy.
No. Please tell these people how the SSA has worked in Raintree Village. Really. Because I cannot believe Raintree to entertain you.
Let me answer this.
I'm like reeling
Fox Hill.
That's right. So we've only had two, and Yarsville had dropped the ball, and we had to pick up that ball. If we didn't have to be back up SSA, then basically the entirety of the city would then be responsible for that subdivision.
Are there some builders that come in here, though, that don't need an SSA?
It is our policy now.
We have a policy.
We now have a policy that every subdivision is going to have a backup SSA in case the path has been covered here. And that's what we have.
The city has not approved an active primary SSA, which is the cause for concern in any subdivision subdivision.
Completely doesn't.
As I'm pointing it out over here, I asked you, I said, no, don't do it again. And you guys are, I'm like back there going, oh my gosh, what is happening? For the people that never dealt with an SSA, I mean, it's obviously the way ours was built. It's a nightmare. We're being screwed over all the time. So people that have actually paid off their portion of the SSA have more value in their home than people that have not, or can't even refinance because we've lost the value and we can't want that SSA tax into our home.
We are on the same page when we agree that the primary SSA is under the devil.
Okay.
This is not a primary.
You're so lucky, Carlo, because I was like, what are you doing?
I know.
I was already going out, so, and I was going to go up on.
I didn't want to put my door in that.
Well, thank you for that. I mean, I appreciate the clarification because, I mean, obviously, I was going to lose my mind over here. You guys are actually going to know the issue. Thank you.
Actually, I think, did we upgrade the developer? Bought, took it over, and they actually bought up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's definitely in your best interest if you have an HOA to maintain it, become part of it, and maintain control of your subdivision.
If you want more information, the Caledonia from last year or the year before, that's a small subdivision just behind Woomba, and they had the same freak out. But I didn't have an SSA in my neighborhood, I had the bonds, and they didn't have the bonds. So either way, both ways that you're supposed to be protected, you can still get screwed. Every investment that you make is a potential opportunity to get screwed. So the backup SSA just makes sure that we're not paying for your monument sign as a city, the people who live within that neighborhood, into perpetuity, maintain all those common areas and that monument sign.
But the typical SSA is a special service area.
Yeah,
tax.
That's why if you go back to this for a minute, I said we should come up with a different word.
It should be
a backup SSA. I suggested Nancy. I don't know anybody named Nancy who's in like a bed.
A backup Nancy.
It's not threatening. It's not threatening. It has some authority, but SSA is a bad word.
Yeah.
But it's a special service area, so that's why I suggested Nancy.
It's
not threatening or authority.
It's not an SSA.
Right. It's a backup SSA.
Okay. Any other citizen comments? Very good. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the regular city council meeting of October 9th, 2018.
So moved.
Second.
Comments, questions, or corrections on minutes? All those in favor of approving the minutes as presented, please state aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, moving on to the mayor's report. We have an appointment to the park board. I'll entertain a motion to approve the mayor's appointment. Rick DeVries. To the park board to vacant term ending April 30th, 2021.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Pelosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I will entertain a motion to approve a resolution approving an intergovernmental agreement with the Village of Oswego for the Chairman of Governmental Affairs Services and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Pelosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Okay, I'll entertain the motion to authorize entering into a 1-year insurance agreement with the American Alternative Insurance Corporation, Glad Felder, for property casualty insurance in an amount not to exceed $171,569, to authorize entering into a 1-year insurance agreement with the Illinois Public Risk Fund for workers' compensation insurance in an amount not to exceed $171,179, and to authorize entering into a one-year brokerage agreement with Metro Insurance Services in the amount not to exceed $19,000.
Second.
Comments or questions on the terms of workers' comp renewal? Roll call, please.
Butcher.
Aye.
Freighters.
Aye.
Chirulis.
Aye.
Pelosino.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Nelschewski.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Motion passes.
I'll entertain a motion to approve an ordinance amending Title 3, Chapter 3 of the Code of Ordinances, creating a new liquor license class and fee for the sports complex, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments, questions?
I have a comment.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, as far as the liquor licenses are concerned, I have no problem issuing this liquor license and coming up with a new class for the sport complex. I'm going to vote for it. But that does tie into kind of our, what we talked about in our goal setting on Saturday morning when we set our goals. I thank all of you for putting police staffing as the number one goal. Because this directly ties into things like this. I mean, obviously, we know that there's sports and there's alcohol involved. We had issues in the past with some cars and things like that. That's par for the course. I'm not saying it's going to be any different. But with our current staffing levels, the more we grow, the more activities we have, the more liquor licenses we have, we need those officers on the street. We cannot function with three officers on the street. We need to get our numbers up. So I will support it, but this is just another notch in the argument budget, we really need to consider adding those four officers and maybe a fifth because obviously we have a retirement. So whatever we can do to get our average up to the national officers would be highly appreciated from the public safety point of view. So I will vote for it, but keep that in mind when we turn it to the budget.
And like you said, with that being our number one goal, our goal setting session on Saturday, we should be seeing an action plan from staff in the near future. Any other comments or questions on the liquor license? Roll call, please.
Freighters?
Aye.
Chirulis?
Aye.
Pelosino?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Nelschewski?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I will entertain a motion to approve an ordinance amending the code of ordinances regulating on-street parking on Creek Boulevard and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments, questions?
I have a quickie.
Yes, sir.
Everything that Carlo just said about alcohol, I'm going to put on top of this one in front of Autumn Creek.
Yep. Yeah. That's what I said. Alcohol on Autumn Creek.
But it might be a good idea. It might be a good idea.
Anything else? Roll call, please.
Chirulis.
Aye.
Pelosino.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Nelschewski.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Aye.
Freighters.
Aye.
Motion passes.
I'll entertain any motion to approve an ordinance regulating the weight of trucks on certain roadways in the city and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments, questions?
Everything that Carlos said. So now that the cops are doing all this work, we should probably get some cops.
Yeah. You know, we used to have a truck meeting years ago when I was prosecuting in Kettle County, and Yorkshire was on top of it. They weighed those trucks, and it was right. Those citations are significant for overweight citations. And it's not about the fine coming from the citation. It's when these trucks are violating the law, they're ripping up our roads. Cycle that we get into, that you got the heavy trucks, the roads, then we got to fix the roads. So, once again, we can't have a truck unit because we're understaffed. That will help this as it will trickle down to everything else. So, I think I've got the message across, and I think we're going to have some positive movement on that front for the next budget.
Anything else on that one? Roll call, please.
Pelosino?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Nelschewski?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Freighters?
Aye.
Chirulis?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve an ordinance authorizing on May 1, 2018, and ending on April 30, 2019, police admin vehicle purchase. And authorize the mayor to start to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions?
Yes, sir. We're making this amendment for the purchase is right now, it's not something that's budgeted, but the additional funds were just under $8,000 that are deficient right now. But we're speculating that the development fees, this is now under provision by the end of the year. Okay. I think most of you know I've not included a lot of the budget amendments, but this is one. It's speculative. We're hoping that these funds come in. Something economically that's going to stop developing fees. We've seen it. I don't think that's happening, but then we're going to shuffle funds around the door. We're not talking a huge amount of money. It's not like we're talking three cars, but is there a rush for this vehicle right now? I mean, I know right now we've got a lot of vehicles that are in rotation, but we have an absolute need for it at this moment.
There is, in that our purchasing. Figured out that if it was the end of the model year, then there were people actually selling new vehicles for under the stated price, which is what the equivalent of West Ball is. And so I think this is the last one on the lot. And so we were looking to grab this since it was under state purchase price for the first time.
Is the current vehicle we have being traded in, is that correct? Or some of that.
please.
Montezor?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Blocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Trulis?
Aye.
Pelosina?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, we have no public works committee report. I will turn it over to Alderman Koch for economic development committee report.
Okay, now, need a motion to approve a resolution approving an economic development consultant agreement and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Comments or questions? Yes, sir.
I know this is, we've got a month and a half before this contract comes up. Staff is making a recommendation to continue with the lane. And I know the question that was brought up is we looked at other options. And at that point, it was conveyed that they had, but they felt that this was the best option for us. Looking through this, I know Lynch has great connections. She's got a lot of dedication to this, and we're very part of it. I was a little disappointed that we had explored other options for these services. I want to make sure that what we're getting is the absolute best for the city. We've seen improvements in some of our economic development in certain areas. You know, some we haven't had success with, such as the grocer, and I know those are difficult. We've got some very high aspirations for development. But I think what I want to see is us looking a little bit. Is this the best option that we have for the resources that we're getting? We're using the lane. You know, I've seen her hours in terms of what she puts in. She's required for a minimum of 15 hours a week. I know some months she's really out of 9 hours, and some she's right at that number. But I just want to make sure that what we're going to spend $100,000+ on is the absolute best. We have some goals we want to achieve, such as the grocery on the south side, industrial and manufacturing. We want some increases there. So what I'm getting at here is I want us to maybe put a pause on this contract and take a look at, you know, is a Boston or a retail coach, is a consultant, or is there the opportunity for a full-time person? I just want to explore the options here and make sure that we're not going to jump into 3 years again without at least doing the due diligence and making sure that we're is in the best interest of the community. That's where I want to start this conversation.
Good. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I couldn't disagree with Alderman Funkhauser more. It's not a 3-year commitment. She has a 30-day out, we have a 30-day out, just like we did before. We need those what I call big box EC companies, like the retail store and all those things. I mean, they serve their purposes, but nobody knows her so well, period. I think she's been our number one cheerleader at EC. She's always on the ball. She doesn't know anything else. She's constantly making contact with people all over the country to promote York. So I think she's done a yeoman's job of being in charge to bring businesses into the city. If you want to look at alternatives, in addition to Lynn Services, marketing our city. If things turn for the worse, we each have a usual 30-day out, but I think we would be cutting our noses to spite our face here if we did not keep that on board and keep her going. So I would be supportive.
I agree with you, Tom, with close mind. I think Lynn Services are valuable for constant communication. I think the things that Lynn does for this community, we would not get out of it. Anyone else in Buxton or any big box, DDC type of corporation. The things that Lynn does is just phenomenal in my mind. The contacts she makes, things that she does behind the scenes that we don't even see. You know, and I know, you look at her invoices, and I know for a fact she puts in a lot more hours than she bills for, without a doubt. So yeah, I would definitely support the contract.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I agree with both opinions. And the thing I would add to it is, I remember when we did the tourism bureau, that took almost a whole year, if I'm not mistaken, of staff time, and a lot of staff time. You guys spent a lot of time on different ideas. I think that to try to say you're going to do something in a month and a half, that doesn't make any sense at all. It's just a rash judgment. So I would, you know, if you want to take the time throughout the net of the contract, you can do that. And I think that Lynn offers an ability that someone who wants to negotiate to bring a business in town, that person sometimes doesn't feel free enough to come into the city and talk to us directly. It's kind of a bridge to get them here. And I have also a feeling, because she's only a one-person company, basically, when you bring in these other companies, you're going to pay for administration in their company, you're going to pay for their advertising, that's all going to get washed. I think you're going to be surprised with the number that comes back.
Yeah, agreeing with the previous three. Having been dipping my toes that work into this type of kind of business in the Aurora area, it's not what you know, even though what you know can go a long way. It's who you know and who's going to vouch for you. I mean, I think that's the one area that you can't pay for. So we are, you know, paying for your services, but you literally cannot put a dollar amount on someone else's faith in someone just call Lynn. So just call Lynn is something that we could actually just kind of remove a whole bunch of red tape out of the way. It's just call Lynn. Because a lot of the questions that I have, not only can she answer while she's driving in between meetings, but everybody knows that you can just call Lynn. So I'm...
She doesn't use her phone in the car.
Well,
she actually pulls over to the side of the room.
That's true. I've always wondered if something was wrong. No, I'm on that. But the fact that, number one, she's accessible. Number two, I know for a fact that you're not billing for every single hour that is actually done for the betterment of Yorkville. But honestly, to have someone in Yorkville that you can, just call this person, that took decades to create that type of reputation. So I don't think that's something that I would ever consider getting rid of in a month and a half. And it's also like when you're saying, well, why weren't we looking at alternatives? Well, the reason they weren't looking at alternatives is that they were actively working on bringing new businesses in. That list that we got today, open, 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 under construction, open, 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 under construction, that's enough of a business card for me, at least for another 3 years. So,
it's a couple that closed, that it was something she found another company to come in and pay their spot. That list.
Anyone else? Yes, sir.
I think it was a great job, but I do think, you know, for the amount of money we're making, you should do our due diligence and look at another option. I don't know that I necessarily want to do that in a month and a half, but I think, you know, we have to back up to $145,000 a year. You know, we can't, anything else could be going up for this kind of money. We're looking at a full-time employee. I mean, I don't see that voting no today right on, because we do need somebody in the midterm. But I think, you know, we owe it to the citizens to at least look at other options. And so they have something to compare it to.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess one thing that I would propose is kind of with the tourism board, I'd like to see where we're getting from our money. I'm sorry that's how it's brought up. And it's not that I don't see what I'm getting from my money. I appreciate the information you get. But sometimes it's just kind of blurred. And I think it is a lot of money. And we do the stores that are tax dollars. You know, we're talking we need two police officers, or five police officers, whatever. This is a lot of money that we are spending. I guess I'd like to see more bang for my buck on it. But something that came up, you had mentioned, Chris had mentioned Saturday about like more information on our website. You know, why... You know, we've had this for years. Maybe that's a way to get stuff. I guess I'd like to see a little bit more for, what's it, $145 an hour to, you know, that maybe Lynn could administer or have more information out on. You know, she doesn't have a website. How, you know, I guess I want more people to know we're here and to come in, not just, hey, call it. And it's kind of up there with the tourism. It's, I just have a problem with the money that's attached to us. We do need to look somewhere else, and we don't have the time to do it now. So maybe we should consider that we only do a year contract, and then a year.
I think one of the parallels to the AACVB discussion is that before we were asking for more bang for our buck, we should be getting more, but we couldn't define it. So that was when we came up with, all right, well, what are the KPIs, the key performance indicators that we're going to come up with that we're going to base success or failure on? Maybe that's a discussion that we can have at EDC or admin to figure out, okay, what are we evaluating her on? Because if we're going to go through each of the, whether it's the expansion of Wrigley or the new dance studio on the south side or any of the other things that are like the hotel or the banquet facility, if we're going to go through each of those, what are we going to base the success on? Is it the number of sales tax dollars that we generate because of the business? Is it the number of people who are going to be getting jobs? Like, rather than saying this isn't enough and not having it to be able to base it on anything, let's have an actual discussion on what are the indicators that are going to say she's doing a good job. Because I can look at this list and read the paper, and it says new business, new hotel, new banquet facility, new dance studio, all this stuff. That to me is success. But if you're trying to base a decision saying that we should be getting more, well, let's find out what we're getting for $1.45 and break that down. And then you can do some, you know, some funky math and figure out what each hour of her time is worth. Once you can base something on an actual number, it's really difficult to kind of say, well, that's just not how I feel, because you have numbers to back it up. So the same AACVB discussion we had.
And I agree with you. I told Bart, I'd like some more empirical information here. You know, like, what are these businesses bringing in? Maybe let's base it on sales tax. Versus, so is there a way to tell what these bring in, what's the lumps are of sales tax versus what we pay out for the service?
Yeah, and a lot of that stuff is... We could probably throw out 12 types of numbers and fill them in.
I'm not saying you're not doing a good job. I don't see the numbers, I don't have a solid syllable when I have to spend that kind of money. But I do that, that's just how I do that in my personal life, like weighing everything out. So now I'm doing it for the taxpayers. So maybe, that's back to... Do we do a 3-year contract while we find this out? But we do have a big gap. I guess I like support. I would like to investigate it more. There's a way to pull numbers. I'm like looking at sales tax.
Well, I guess we can say sales tax and property taxes, because if we're talking new construction, that's an increase on our. Those are the types of numbers. How much of an increase are we getting? Because that's what our economic development is for. We want to see an increase on the sales tax, but also if it's new construction, we should see that property tax increase. That's part of what we're making on, especially if we're talking about manufacturing, industrial. Those are key elements that are big ticket items for us. We want to see those tax. And obviously, I know we can't see the individuals on sales tax, but if it's quarterly or biannually, that at least gives us data that we can look at, but we can't look at individually.
Yes.
It's got to be clustered so that we can't tell the difference.
I mean, like you went down these and you knew what you could buy, if you know the sales tax and just gave a lump sum.
Yes, a lump sum would be fine.
I don't know if that's possible to you if you have that.
It would take some effort. I'm confident in saying that it's more than the contract value annually in sales tax, just for some of the large. Property taxes certainly greatly, the expansion of the Skittles factory. I mean, 1 year of property taxes for us is, a large dollar amount. So some of it's being debated for a few years. Sales tax, I probably can go through an aggregate on an annual basis. I'd have to actually see how many of these are sales tax generated currently, because there's no law says that I can't do, just small groups, disclose those dollar amounts. But
but another thing you have to factor in is jobs. Because you look at that Business Insider thing they put on Facebook, those 100 new jobs in Wrigley, all good paying jobs. They spend money here, build homes here, send their kids to school here, pay taxes here. So, I mean, it's a lot of different things you have to really quantify to see what we're getting.
The other thing is, too, you probably need to think about what empty buildings you have and what new tenants have moved in. Because I know over by us, Fountain Village, I think there's one open, it's going to be after this, in your future, there won't be one open spot there.
Right.
And that's something that's been, for 10 years, it's been sitting empty.
I just played paintball for my kid, kind of this friends on Sunday. I didn't know Fox Valley Baseball was coming until I read your report.
You know what would be great? Grocery store south side of the city.
Aye. Funkhauser.
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right, I'll turn it over to Alderman Lasuski for administration committee report.
Friders?
Aye.
Tarullis?
Aye.
Pelosima?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Funkhauser?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, nothing from Park Board, nothing from BDC, no City Council report, City Clerk's report, and Community Liaison reports. Staff reports, additional business. No regular session, do we have any citizen comments? Anything that might be on your mind? Yes, ma'am.
Between now and March, can we at least talk that word?
Yeah, we did talk about that.
Yeah, we had somebody reach out to us. We'll authorize use of the remaining funds. And there is, I think, two or three contractors that are providing either a false roof quote or potentially a roll roof package. So hopefully it can last in the winter. So we're in the process of trying to work with that. Yep.
Anyone else? Meeting adjourned.